You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Hey, brand builders. Welcome to this week's Social Soundbite, where we take a quick snapshot of a bit of social media news and talk a bit about how it can impact what you're doing, how you're building your brand, growing your business online. Now, I talked about this earlier on the KXIC studios on the radio, but I wanted to recap it just a bit here. And it is some recent data from Pew Research that shows that social seniors are 5 times more likely to use Facebook than Twitter. And I think that while this is a big takeaway, it's certainly not that surprising. For quite a while, we've known that seniors have been one of the most active groups, the fastest growing audience segment on Facebook. But to see that number being 5 times more likely is, I think, pretty striking when we look at that there. But this data in this Social Times article, which I'll link up to, references a new visualization of this from the smart folks over at Statista. And it shows that social seniors flock to Facebook. But not only that, you look at Instagram, which I believe still holds the mantle as one of the fastest growing social networks. You see Instagram usage across all demographics pretty much holding its own, other than with the very old. Again, those social seniors aren't taking to Instagram quite as much as Twitter, but Twitter is still quite low, as the headline indicates, in the senior set as well. And I bring this up because I think it's important to look at the two logos that you see slapped on to most organizations' social media initiatives. We see, you know, usually it's Facebook and Twitter, Facebook and Twitter. And I think that that's not such an easy one-size-fits-all approach that we can just gravitate to. Now, I'm certainly not saying that Twitter's weak, Twitter's not going anywhere, for certain, but when you look at this demographic performance, I think it will really caution anyone to think about things in terms of a one-size-fits-all approach to their social media. When we see Instagram, especially with the 18 to 29 demographic, nudging on up ahead, holding its own at 30 to 49. And yet we don't see, in many cases, many brands slapping that Instagram logo right on there as well. So again, I would caution you to arbitrarily hop into a social network because that's where you're seeing all the logos, because that's not necessarily the way you want to go. Now, the other social network referenced on this chart that is no slouch either, especially when we look at the sweet spot 30 to 49 and 50 to 64. I say sweet spot because you have a lot of people, a lot of disposable income in there as well. You see LinkedIn among professionals performing very well. If there's another social network that you probably aren't doing enough with, I would have to say that it's LinkedIn. But beyond any of that, even beyond me saying that with LinkedIn, that may not be the best fit for you. The biggest takeaway I have from this is seeing the disparities among various demographics in the social networks, I think, is a call for you to not arbitrarily slap those two social media icons on there. Think about who it is you're trying to reach, what your product is, what your message is, what your business goals are, and then find the most compelling social network for reaching them. That said, as I say to all of the clients that we work with, it's hard to imagine when you see the mammoth numbers that Facebook's posting that the people that you're talking to aren't somewhat involved there. So if there is a place for arbitrary social media, it might be the Big Blue. Facebook themselves. I don't think that we can give them the nickname Big Blue. I think that that's someone else. But I'll let one of my listeners point that out. Until next week, this has been the Social Soundbite, which is normally broadcast live at the KXIC studios at approximately 7:50 Central Time at 800 AM KXIC, and then is published as a podcast appetizer preceding the following week's on-brand podcast right here at Brand Driven Digital. You can learn more about the podcast at onbrandpodcast.com, as well as our other offerings over at branddrivendigital.com. I'm Nick Westergaard. I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.